Yeah. Sometimes I wonder how, sometimes I wonder when.
Flying Bantu, bringing us the electrifying sound to Cape Town from the 28th to the 31st of March, chatting to the lead singer of the band this morning. Nash, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Morning to you, big guy. Thank you so much.
You guys have been here between 2016, 2018. You've also played at Rocking the Daisies. So Cape Town, as well as the Western Cape, is nothing new to you guys. Why choose Cape Town? Why come here? It's just a nicer vibe.
It is a beautiful place. It is such a beautiful place. And one of the biggest reasons why we do what we do is to travel to these beautiful places, you know. It just so happened that we, from the very onset, we had lots of friends in this part of South Africa. So it became easy. It became very accessible for us. That's really the main reason why we seem to have our foot forward when it comes to Cape Town. But we just love it. We love the sensibility of the people. They're very welcoming, very friendly, and we love the venues. You know, I just haven't come across another city in South Africa that's as musical or prepared to take on musicians like Cape Town. Mm. So I think that's just how it has panned out.
There's a nice culture of music in Cape Town because you can be playing to a fantastic audience out at the Baxter Theatre, for instance, or at any one of the bigger theatres. And then you can also go and do just a nice township gig like at Rands or one of the other places in and around Cape Town, isn't it?
Very much, very much so. And then there's that transient nature of the city that you can have you can have familiar faces in the crowd. But there is always a traveler passing through there as well. So you've got this this international exposure that's guaranteed, and we dig that a lot.
Now, Flying Bantu is a musical act from Victoria Falls out in Zimbabwe. Give us a bit of background of the group and how many of you are there in the group. You know, we were supposed to chat to Josh Alufasi, but unfortunately you had an incident with your vehicle. Tell us about welcome to Cape Town. Tell us about the group and tell us about, you know, the band itself and when you formed and what your musical trajectory has been so far.
Yes. We came together about 8 years ago. What happened was, I was in a band before Flying Bantu, and it didn't really take off. So I had to get a proper job, and at the end of that stint, I was just over it. I was tired of sending reports. I was tired of being a worker ant. And I thought, well, it's time to do music again. So I called up one of the guys I was in a band with before. His name is Amgela Moyo. He's a lead guitarist, very, very talented young man. And I said, hey, man, bring some musicians to my house. I've got some gear set up here. Let's jam. Let's see what comes up. And he did exactly that. And that's when I met the rest of the boys, the rest of the gentlemen I play with. And from there, it became Flying Bantu. The band's music is really a celebration of our different tastes, different backgrounds musically. You know, it enculturates rock, reggae, funk, jazz, a Zimbabwean musical sensibility in there. The expression is as broad as the inspiration, really. And at any one time, it can sound different. But there is always the arrangement and the way it's sort of the way it's played, you can tell that it's the same band. So if you go through an album, you hear something that was easily inspired by Bob Marley, absolutely. And then you hear something that may have been inspired by Thin Lizzy. So it's quite diverse.
Mm. You started off and recorded a 5-track EP called Cruising Altitude in 2017. You then recorded a 10-track album released Ceasefire in March of 2019, featuring that track. And then the Sunshine City, we saw the band win a NAMA Award for the Best Music Video of 2019. Uh-huh. That's rather very quick succession of music, a 5-track, then a 10-track, then winning an award. What has that journey been like?
Rocky, really. Rocky is a word that we can't leave out. We can't exclude that one. And fulfilling all at once, because, you know, it's a dream. It's very humbling to be recognized by your peers, by the industry, and to be accepted like that is a very beautiful thing. You know, it kind of puts a bounce in your step and urges you on. It inspires very, very much. But the journey for most musicians, and definitely not excluding Flying Bantu, is a difficult one. You know, very few musicians actually make it by any measure, to have a couple of successes under our belt like that is very humbling. So, Rocky, inspiring, humbling.
Yeah, and whenever a child or probably a teenager comes to their parents and says, "I want to go into music," the first thing you get told is, "Go and find yourself a proper job." that's normally the case, but it is normally the case. Yeah, it's a journey. It's a passion, and you know, sometimes you will just get stifled in what is known as a proper job. And this is music is where you actually live yourself out. Now, you guys were selected to perform on stage with the Zimbabwean legend Oliver Mtukudzi, who performed for crowds at the Icon 65th Birthday Theatre, and the concert was held at the Artscape Theatre. And you've also collaborated and worked and shared a stage with Mikasa and people like Black Coffee. Those must have been incredible experiences, because, you know, it's incredible to be on stage with Mikasa. I saw them at K-Day, and they just totally world-class, totally in a class of their own.
Very much, very much. Almost overwhelming, rather overwhelming, actually, to share a stage with people that you aspire to, whose level you aspire to achieve. So, you know, you feel very small, but at the same time, you feel very big. You know, you realize how far you are, but at the same time, you have a sense that you may be arriving at something. So, very memorable experiences. With Oliver, obviously, you know, he was one of the first musicians that any Zimbabwean would have ever heard. You know, if you're born in the 80s and the 90s, it's a household sound. So to be able to play with Oliver, to meet him, to talk to him backstage, to get some advice from him, and, you know, get a laugh out of him about something, is something that sticks with you forever. We also got a chance to meet Johnny Clegg. Opened for Johnny Clegg in Harare. I think it was his, unfortunately, one of his, if not the last big show that he did. He did a tour, which was postponed a couple of times or cancelled a couple of times because of his health. And then eventually he came and we got to open for him. And we got to speak to him backstage, you know, those deep, soft eyes of his and soft-spoken man and telling us stories. You just feel like you're part of something bigger when you meet musicians like that or artists at that level. And during the hard times, you remember those moments and those stories and how genuine it all was. And you feel, look, maybe I should pick myself up here and keep going. So very memorable experiences, all of them.
You were playing last night at the Gorgeous George with the Nomadic Orchestra, and that must have been an amazing experience itself. Where are you over the weekend, 29th, 30th and 31st of March?
Yes. I've got to say, I love Nomadic Orchestra. I really dig them. Yeah. We hadn't had a chance to play with them before. We definitely brushed shoulders a few times we've been to Cape Town, but this was really, really a cool experience. They remind us of Cat Empire, and you know that big brass sound is really nice. Tonight we play with the Mystic Cliffs in Musenberg at the Commons. We haven't played that venue before. Looking forward to that. And then tomorrow, the 31st, we play at the Hanklip Hotel with Nomadic Orchestra again.
You're going to love Hanklip Hotel. It's way out of town, and it's just got a vibe of its own. And it's an incredible place to play.
Ah, nice. So looking forward to that. We haven't been there before.
Mm. So more information, and where are tickets available, and where can people follow you on social media?
Yes. All the tickets are available online. If you just go onto our social media, or onto the Nomadic Orchestra social media, or Mystic Cliffs social media, you will be able to get more information on that. So for Flying Bantu, it's really just Flying Bantu on Instagram and on Facebook. We haven't made it to TikTok yet.
I think with this Cape Town tour, you should start TikToking. Social media is such a great platform to sort of expose yourself and get yourself into things. And social media with TikTok, it's like 30-second snippets that you can put up, which should draw attention. Chatting to the lead singer of Flying Bantu this morning, Nash. What does the rest of the year look like for you guys? Where are you going? Back to Zimbabwe? Will you be touring internationally? And most of all, will you be coming back to Cape Town?
Oh, man. We'd love to come back to Cape Town. At the first opportunity we get, we would love to. The rest of the year is looking pretty cool. You know, we struggled a lot through COVID. Coming from Vic Falls, which is a tourist town, and being musicians, you know, both our sort of like sources of income were illegal. You couldn't gather, you couldn't travel. So we had a really, really tough time. And what that does, it slowed our pace down a bit. You know, the trajectory had to almost stop, and we had to change it. So we've just been really still recovering from that. We've got a new album that's done, that we're just working on some funding to release, but everything is done. It's in the bag. We just have to release it. So we're planning to release that this year. I can't tell you exact dates because I myself, I'm not too sure. In terms of performances, we've got a couple of festivals lined up already. We've got, it's called Miombo Magic, that's happening in Zimbabwe in June. In July, we go to the Makari Hadi in Botswana. There's a festival there called Muddy Face. Really, really cool. If you love motocross, if you love motorbikes, it's a cool one to come to. And then we are hoping that this album comes out sooner rather than later, and then we'll release a tour around that. And if that happens, there's a very good chance that we'll pop back through Cape Town again.
Chatting to Nash, the lead singer of Flying Bantu. You can get more information. You can contact kevin@stfd.co.za, and you can also follow them on social media on Instagram at Flying Bantu. This Saturday, the 30th of March, the Commons in Musenberg with Misty Cliffs. They'll be performing there. And the 31st of March, you might want to take a bit of a drive out to Hunklip Hotel. I don't know whether that R44, yes, the R44 is actually open, but the thing is that you have some roadworks still taking place on that R44 if you are heading out that way. Otherwise, just go through the normal route to Hermanus and cruise off at Arabella through towards the Hunklip Hotel. You will definitely have quite a bit of a jaw with Nomadic Orchestra and take the drive out there.